This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he has decided on a response to the weekend drone strike in Jordan that killed three Americans. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president gave no details on what the response will be, nor if this one may prevent more Iranian-backed militia attacks on U.S. forces, since past ones did not.
What will be different this time?
We'll see.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says to expect an appropriate response.
Not just a single action, but potentially multiple actions.
The balance is in sending a strong signal to the militias while not triggering a bigger conflict. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the U.S. military officials at the Pentagon on Tuesday declined to comment on a statement by the Hezbollah group announcing the suspension of attacks on military troops.
We've seen those reports. I don't have a specific comment to provide other than actions speak louder than words.
Major donors to the United Nations Palestinian Agency have now suspended funding.
South Korea's military confirmed Tuesday's launch of multiple cruise missiles into the sea off its west coast. The North Korean official news agency, KCNA, said that the drill contributed to checking the Korean People's Army's rapid counterattack posture and improving its strategic striking capability, which typically refers to nuclear-capable weapons.
That's VOA's Rick Pantaleo, and this is VOA News. Pakistan's former president Imran Khan has now been indicted and convicted of 10 years in prison.
The special court found Khan guilty of making public the contents of a secret cable from Pakistan's ambassador in Washington to the Islamabad government, according to his party. Former Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi was also sentenced to 10 years in the same case. Khan's party plans to challenge the ruling. The former prime minister has been in jail since last August. That's when Khan was sentenced to 3 years in jail in a corruption case. He's been fighting dozens of cases since he was ousted from power in a parliamentary no-confidence vote about 2 years ago.
That is Reuters' Rachel Faber reporting. Israeli forces disguised as civilian women and medical workers stormed the hospital in the occupied West Bank and killed three Palestinian militants. Tuesday's dramatic raid underscored how deadly violence has spilled into the territory from the war in Gaza. The Palestinian Health Ministry says that Israel opened fire inside the wards of the hospital in the town of Jenin. A hospital spokesperson says that there was no exchange of fire, indicating that it was a targeted killing. Military says the militants were using the hospital as a hideout without providing any evidence. It has alleged that one of those targeted in the raid transferred weapons and ammunition to others for a planned attack. Infectious syphilis cases in the United States rose by 9% in the year 2022. That's according to a new federal government report released Tuesday on sexually transmitted diseases in adults. The rate of new gonorrhea cases fell for the first time in a decade, while chlamydia rates were relatively flat. Total cases of syphilis surpassed 207,000 in 2022. That count includes the most infectious diseases and stages of the diseases, but also latent cases, and cases in which pregnant women pass syphilis onto their babies. It is the highest count in the United States since 1950 and is rising in heterosexual men and women. A judge says Elon Musk must give up a compensation package awarded by Tesla's board of directors that is potentially worth more than $55 billion. The ruling in a Delaware court Tuesday comes 5 years after a shareholder lawsuit targeted Tesla and the company's directors. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.